Something for the weekend on Saturday. How are you? It's Trina Mara. And Blue have a new album. It is called Heart and Soul. They've had a career selling 16 million records. And Anthony Costa's here. Hi, Anthony.
Hello, hello, hello. How are you?
Very important question to ask you, first of all, right? You ready for this one now?
Go on then.
Do you own Costa Coffee?
I wish I did, love. Otherwise, I wouldn't be here talking to you. I'd be on a yacht.
I was hoping to get some sort of a special discount card or, you know.
Never. Like, do you know what? It's the funny thing. You know when they say, you know, when you're going to Costa, they say, have you got a Costa card? And you say, obviously, I say no, because I don't have a Costa card. But I've got, I say, oh, my name's, I've got a Costa on my bank card. And they look at me as if to say, like, what are you on about, mate?
Yeah.
It's like, honestly, it goes down like a lead balloon. Honestly,
surely you should be doing some collaboration there and really cashing in.
Well, I mean, you know, I could do Costa Coffee, Costa Cruises, Costa del Sol, Costa Brava, Costa Lot.
Costa del Sol. You could be getting holidays out of this, Anthony.
Oh, don't. Honestly.
Get your manager onto it.
Sort it out.
So, come here to me. How long ago is it since Blue first got together? We're going back, aren't we?
Jeez, no, this is like, oh, blimey, 22 years ago now?
Oh my God. And yet it doesn't really feel that long. Like when you say the year 2000.
It is crazy, no, you're right, absolutely right. But yeah, listen, a lot of things have happened. We've had a lot of ups, a lot of downs, a lot of middles, you know what I mean? So that's the beauty of doing a job that you love, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So you've got to take the rough with the smooth.
Yeah, it has been a roller coaster. I'm quoting Ronan Keating here, but it really has. Is there a moment from your career that kind of stands out, either in a good way or a bad way, that you kind of thought to yourself, God, how did I end up here?
I think there's been loads of ups for sure. I mean, obviously winning your first Brit. But I think for me, a standout would be performing at the Queen's Jubilee back in 2002. I think that was a moment that I never thought would ever happen.
Yeah.
You know, to me and the boys, and especially myself, you know, you grow up and the Queen's a big part of your, you know, part of your life. Do you know what I mean? She's always been there, bless her.
Yeah.
So to perform there and to meet her afterwards, it was just an absolute dream.
Were you absolutely bricking it?
I was very nervous, yeah, of course. It's the Queen, isn't it?
He's so polite. Yes, I was very nervous.
I was so polite. Nervous, yeah. Yeah.
Oh, God. Because I'd be so afraid. I'm such a mouth. I would say something. I'd say the wrong thing. I'd tell her, you know, she had like cake on her face. Or I'd do something completely inappropriate.
Oh, no, don't say that.
Life has really kind of changed, I guess, because you're a daddy now. And I know from looking at your Instagram, you're like me, all the videos, like they're all about the kids, really, aren't they? All the going to school and everything. So
they are.
They must know now because of everything you're doing that, you know, well, I'm actually a pop star. Your dad's actually a pop star. You're bringing them to HMV.
It's so cute. I think when they were younger, they didn't understand it. Do you know what I mean? But I think now they're like, oh, they come home and it's like, Dad, so-and-so, you know, one of their friends saw you on TV. It's so embarrassing. You know, like, why do you have to be on TV all the time, Dad? Do you know what I mean? Like, can't you just be at home and things like that? I'm like, what? Are you proud? They're like, yeah, we are proud of you, Dad. Like, we love you and we love what you do. We love the boys and we love the music. But, you know, can you come and play Roblox with me? Do you know what I mean? It's like...
That's the great thing about kids, isn't it? You know, when you're well known like that and you've got children, the children don't care. They just want their dad. They're not impressed by anything. But when you go down to the school, do you ever do the school runs?
Always, always.
You always do. Right, okay. How do the other mammies react when they see you? Are they all kind of whispering?
Yeah,
there's your mum.
It's quite surreal. It's quite surreal. You know, a couple of the mums and dads have booked tickets to our concerts and stuff now. So, yeah, it's nice. And I think my girls are going to be obviously coming to a couple of dates as well. So it's going to be surreal for them, you know, watching their dad and their mate and his mates on stage.
There's awful pressure when you're involved, you know, with kids going to a school, to all the fundraisers and everything. I'd say now they'd be looking for you to perform.
Well, yeah, I mean, I want to help as much as possible. I know I sound a bit of a keno, but I want to help as much as possible. Do you know what I mean? I always sort of put myself forward. I went on one of my daughter's trips the other week. They went to like the seaside to look at rocks and stuff, and I was pretending to know what I was talking about. It's really strange because they don't call me, obviously, her mates don't call me Anthony. Because they don't know my real name. They just call me Savannah's dad or Paloma's dad.
Yeah.
So when you pick them up from like their play date, they're like, oh, mummy, Savannah's dad's here. And it's like, it's just lovely.
And meanwhile, the mams are mortified. They're bright red because they had the blue posters on their wall growing up.
Oh, don't say that. Don't say that. There's one, my youngest, she's five. One of her classmates, he's obviously the same age. And his mum, she's like 25. You know, she was 4 or 5 years old when Blue come out. It's just like, wow. Do you know what I mean? You just think to yourself, oh my God, I feel so old. She's like, yeah, I never knew who you guys were. I know the music, but I didn't know who you guys were. And it's just surreal, isn't it? Like,
I know.
Over the years. Yeah.
How old are you? Are we allowed to ask? How old are you?
I was 18. I was 17 when I signed, 18 when we released.
Okay. So that makes you now 40.
41.
41. Same as me. The exact same, Anthony.
41. Yes.
We can be old together. Because I see that album is being released on cassette as well. There are kids listening who have no clue what a cassette even is.
But
thankfully now, our audience will know.
Yeah, your audience will. But again, coming back to my daughters, I showed them a cassette last year when I was cleaning out the garage and I saw some old blue cassettes. I said, oh, girls, look at this. And they went, what's that? And I went, oh, this plays music. And they went, what?
I know.
How does that play music, Dad?
Do you even have anything to play a cassette on? Do you still have an old Getter Blaster or something? No, I kept an old one just in case. And there's been a few times where someone's found an old tape and they're like, does anyone have anything to play this? I really want to know what it is. And they found interviews that they did years ago that were gold and they had nothing to play it on. Yeah. I'll sell you my cassette player, £1,000.
Yeah, I know, right? They're going for a lot of money. I've seen them on eBay.
Career, I saw you were doing, you're mad into your health and your fitness now as well.
Yeah.
You put up your photograph. That was very brave now, putting up a photograph, a topless photo.
Oh,
you wondering whether to do it or not?
Oh, God, yeah. I mean, blimey, we live in a world where you get criticised for anything. And I thought, do I do it? Do I not? And I thought, do you know what? Sod it. I'll just do it. And yeah, I've got a lot of positive comments. You know what I mean? So listen, it is what it is. It's one of them things where you just got to do it and show that, you know, we're all human and we're all normal together. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Because you're putting on a little bit of weight. You called yourself a young Pavarotti now. I wouldn't have said that now.
No, yeah.
But it happens.
Pavarotti.
It happens when you're, you know, you're being a dad and you're 41 now.
That lockdown, it was the lockdown that killed everyone, innit?
Yeah, that's it. Now, we could have obviously been eating salads in the lockdown as well, but we chose not to.
No, if I wasn't, that's too easy.
So come here to me, how are the other guys in blue? Because I wasn't sure who I was going to be speaking to today. I have had Duncan in studio here before because he's been to Ireland quite a bit doing various things, musicals and all the rest. And we've had him in a couple of times, actually. I've never met Lee and I've never met Simon. So how are they doing?
Yeah, they're good. Yeah, I mean, listen, we're just raring to go for the tour now. They're all, you know, getting ready to go on tour. So, yeah, we've got a few little bits pieces that we're doing the next couple of weeks and then we start rehearsals. So
it's going to be all go now, isn't it?
It's all go, yeah.
Are there plans to come back here, you know, soon
enough? We'd love to come to the Point, to the Odyssey as well in Northern Ireland. And, yeah, we'd love to. Just a case of trying to fit it in, really. So if there's a call for it and the Irish people want us to come over, then great. If not, then no problem.
Because I'd say back in the day, you probably spent a lot of time here, did you?
Yeah, we did. Yeah, we did a lot of shows and stuff. We always sort of tend to either start the tour in Ireland or finish in Ireland. It was never a middle place to go.
A lot of people seem to do that. I have a feeling they do that because the last night in Ireland is always a good night, I'd say.
Yeah, it's always a good crack,
Maybe don't start the tour in Ireland. You have to play somewhere the next day. Well, look, I'm going to maybe see if I can get a cassette player for you.
Thank you.
You can educate your children on what a cassette is. We look forward to listening to the album and we'll see you really soon. Anthony, you're so good. Thanks so much.
Cheers. Thanks for your time. Thank you.
It's Something for the Weekend on Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.